Hey everybody, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the rise of the microbrands. Lunch with Norm. Lunch with Norm. All right, so today's episode, I'm joined with my very good friend, Wilfred Lightheart, and it was interesting. He came to a live event that Dave Kettner and I had in Hawaii a couple years back, and we were helping and mentoring a bunch of people. It turned out that the student taught the teacher. So anyways, he's got a great story. He is the CEO of Digital Blacksmiths. He's also known as a social media ninja extraordinaire. I'm sure he won't like that word, but anyways, or that phrase, but he specializes in driving external traffic. Today's episode, we're going to be discussing how to get traffic to your listing or into your business with some other great tips as well. And one you want to stick around for, it's called ADA compliance. And you'll hear a few horror stories of what happened to some poor small business owners with ADA. And that's the Americans Disability Act compliance. So stay tuned. But before we get there, where is my son, Kelsey?
Hello.
Kelsey, you were replaced on that very special podcast we did on the weekend, which will be published any day now.
I heard there was a little miscommunication, but that's
fine. Yeah, not miscommunication. I was just opening up my, options here. You know, the other brother from the other mother. Well, China no, it's not right. That's not true.
Yeah.
Bob will hate that. Yes. But she won't hear it. She never listens. But anyway, what do you got to say?
All right. If you haven't already, please like and share this episode. We are on all social media platforms. So Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, Twitter, we're on everything. So give us a follow. If you're looking for the full episodes of maybe you missed one last week, or you can always go to the YouTube channel. All of the full episodes go straight there, plus some highlights that go out daily. And let's see, we've got a brand new Facebook group. We're about a month old now. So I'll put the link in the comment section for anyone wanting to join. You just have to answer three questions. You need to answer those three questions to get in. It's like your weakness, your greatest strength, or what do you hope to gain? Super easy questions.
Well, the other one too, Kels, is just agreeing to the terms. So yeah, that's the main one.
Yeah.
But okay. So anyways, we are broadcasting to you live today on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you are watching a replay, skip ahead. You don't have to watch all this. Just get right into the meat and potatoes of what Wilfred's going to be talking about. If you're on my profile page, you can also just go straight over to my fan page at Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy. Let me see. Yes. Oh, and a quick shout out to Dr. Cause. Hey, nice to see you joining us on YouTube. The other thing, if you have any questions, just shoot them over to the comment section and we will get back to you as soon as possible. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show. So where is Mr. Lightheart? There he is.
Hey, Norm.
How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. All the way from Amsterdam, eh?
Yeah. Jeez. Sometimes Orlando.
No, not this year. I just recently moved, you might know, and I got a photo collage of my 2019. And I didn't have any room left anymore because I flew to Fiji, Hawaii, China twice, all around the world. And my 2020, I can do it with one picture because I'm here ever since the lockdown. So I don't get to very awesome places anymore.
Yeah, my travel miles are just plummeting.
Yeah, mine too. But I like it being locked down as well, and not, of course, because of the illness and the diseases and the pandemic and whatever, but you can do the one thing entrepreneurs should do, and that's focus. It's very nice to be on stages all the time and fly around the world. I went to Fiji. It took me 33 hours to get there. I was at 3 days and then 33 hours to get back. And then all that week, you don't work at all. Of course, you read trainings and that kind of stuff. But yeah, being hands-on on the job, I got 4 multi-million dollar projects currently up my sleeve. And it's amazing what you can do when you have so much more time on your hands. Eh?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. So you got to make the best out of it. And like you said, focus is great. But today, we're going to be talking about something different. And I don't know if we want to lead off with this, but something that you scared the heck out of me was, you know, you talked to me, what, about a month or two ago and said, hey, are you doing anything? Do you know anything about ADA compliance? What are you talking about? And then you said, yeah, you got to check this out. You showed me a news clip. And then said, yeah, you might want to consider getting this on your website. So let's talk about that. First of all, what is ADA compliance and why do people have to be aware of this right now?
Well, the most important thing is that 1 out of 7 has some kind of form of disability. And that can be visual or hearing impaired or some kind of that you don't see the colors correctly. So 1 out of 7 cannot see a normal website like we do. And that's why they come up with the ADA compliance, the American Disability Act. And it's always a good thing that everyone could participate. Eh? You miss out on 7% or 7% even more. It's 15% of your clientele. But they put it in law, and that they did it years ago. But now lawyers found a new ambulance to chase, and that ambulance is actually website owners that are not compliant currently. And that means that you will get a message and saying, hey, we sue you because you're not in compliance. You can pay anywhere to $3,500. I heard horror stories all the way up to $75,000 to my law firm right now, or I will sue you and you will be sued for twice that amount. Because it's the law, and there is no lawyer or no court that will say, well, you're a small-time business owner and it's not applied to you. Everyone should be compliant with ADA. Oh. And, that's the true horror story in this, that left and right businesses are sued. I think that we are up to 7,000 lawsuits right now, and it can happen to anyone. A few years back, when someone took a picture from Getty Images and just put it on their website, they actually have 350 people. They hired 350 people to look for websites like that. You get a message similar like ADA and say, hey, you use a picture of mine, here's $3,500 in fee, or I will sue you and you will pay $50,000. It's the same with ADA. But the good news for being compliant is it's good for your business because it will get you more clients. And it's the right thing to do. As I said, 1 out of 7 has some kind of disability. And in the 21st century, it's not acceptable anymore that people are left out. But yeah, just scare you a little bit. I even see it's 12,000 lawsuits in 2019. So yeah, anyone should be compliant. And we as Digital Blacksmith came up with a tool. We only need to put on 1 line of code on anyone's website, Shopify, WordPress, or whatever. And if we put on that code, you will be compliant from that moment on. And if Chrome changes, Shopify changes, WordPress changes, whatever, you will always be compliant because we take care of the back end. And not to scare you, but I think a lot of people should take a look at the laws right now. And you can do it yourself, but it's a horrible job to get that code up to par. And when you have it up to par, the algorithms change 360 times a year. Eh? And same with Chrome updates. So before you have it on the control, it will be changed again. And you need to go into the code, or you can hire some developer from India. Well, we know how that will end. Eh? And they take your money and they will take a run. We always say they're hired to be fired. Or that's why we came up with a technique that we will put it on your website. And it's around $29 a month. And yeah, that's a lot less than $75,000 to $150,000.
Yeah, so I've tried out this app, by the way, And if you go to honuworldwide.com, you'll see it. You'll see a wheelchair, and it's up to the top left. It'll be a drop down, and you can see all the different things. Now, one of the things, guys, just check it out at the website, because there's one thing that blew me away. And I didn't know that this was a problem, but certain people can't read certain fonts.
Yeah.
And when you press the button, I'm looking at my website. You could try it out on the website and you can look at it, and it doesn't look any different. The font's different, but you can't tell the font's different. And yet, you know, this is a problem. And so it's not only just, you know, speech or the ability to speak or just do all these other things for ADA compliance. It looks good. It looks like you're a good corporate citizen as well. Like you've got that culture built in, and you're helping out people that don't have the ability to access your website. The other thing that I found out, because I just didn't jump into this, and I'm not promoting Wilford's app particularly. I'm saying that I bought it because when I went out to Shopify and I looked at the free stuff and I showed it over to Wilford, I said, look, you know, you got to take a look at this. Here's a WordPress plugin. Here's the Shopify plugin. And he said, yeah, but they don't do this. And so you've taken that all into consideration. So if people are looking for it, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this today. I'm not making an affiliate from it. Check it out. Go. Yep. I want you to be compliant, because here's the other thing that Wilford didn't say. If you do end up with a lawsuit, and they are targeting smaller businesses, like if you go to his website, you'll actually see the news clip. And you'll see this small, you know, I think it's a shoe store or something, right?
Yeah, they have 60 visitors a month on their website.
60 visitors a month, and they got sued. And now the trick about this, and what really ticks me off, is that it's such a small amount that if you go to your lawyers about it and say, you know, oh, what can I do? They're going to say, pay it. Because yep. If you take it to court, it's going to be a heck of a lot more. You know, in just legal costs. So anyways, that's it. It is something that we don't talk about, but for your shops. And I, you know, you also told me about videos and Amazon, for example, like big platforms like that. They're not compliant.
No.
Like, why are they not going after them?
Well, they sued a few big ones. Eh? They even sued Beyonce, and she had to pay up to $150,000. So they are looking at the big ones as well, but going to the smaller mom and pop stores, it's easy money for them. And that's why I say they have a new ambulance to chase. They are ambulance chasers. Eh? That's what they do. And you know the joke, eh? What's the best, what's better than one lawyer at the bottom of the ocean?
What?
10 lawyers.
Okay.
Okay. Cut now. Let's do a bridge from ADA to where the magic happens. Because if you are ADA compliant, Google will love you. And that's also part why I'm here, external traffic. Because Google will favor you for it, for being ADA compliant. And just as a teaser, I have a quick recipe to profit from the upcoming Cyber Monday. And you want to be number one on Google. So I see you left the screen, Norm, but do you want to ask me a question or just?
No, I just, you know, you were talking, so I was just letting you go on your way. But first,
you know, if you let me go, I will talk for a whole hour. Eh? We did it at Amazon for 7 hours straight. So
so before we get into it, hey, I see that Simon joined us again, and it is Nathan. So, hey, Nathan. Glad you could get on the podcast, and hopefully you're learning something, especially about the ADA. That was a surprise to me, but now you're talking about, okay, the benefits of even having that on. We all want to do better.
Yeah.
You've got incredible strategies. You've got a million different strategies to build external traffic. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What are some action steps that people can do to either get ranked on Google or get external traffic on Google?
Yeah, I am a social media extraordinary ninja, as you said. Huh? That's a very nice name for Scrabble. I will use it tonight. But I also do a lot of SEO link building because a good friend of ours, Howard Tai, he actually, I was on his mastermind as well. And he ranked a product number one on Amazon without one sale and without one review. And how did he do it? Because he ranked it number one on Google. And that's how important it is. Those big companies, they look at each other, right? They don't want to miss out on the next best trend. So if you are number one on Google, you need to be number one on Amazon because they don't want to miss out. You do something correctly there. And with our tactics, and as I said, I will give you a quick recipe to profit from the upcoming Cyber Monday because you can rank number one. We did it actually with one Max vacuum cleaner, and I will not give away my website because you know everyone will jump on it and do all kinds of shady things. But we got it page one in 2 weeks. And I always say when I'm on stage, I bring you good and bad news. The good news is anyone can do it. The bad news is it's a lot of work. There is no magic button. You cannot just press a button or hire some shady SEO guru or do something nasty to it. That's only a quick fix. But if you want to be here on the long run, it's just a lot of work. And without further ado, I will give you the quick recipe right now. And people want to make some notes. What you want to do is create some kind like a link bait, as we call it. So let's say you have a website. You will create a page. Like let's say you're in the fitness gear. So create a fitness or a page with the biggest discounts for Cyber Monday 2020. That's very important. And do not put only your own products in there because nobody will actually think you're credible that way. Yeah. So what you want to do, you want to have a resource and that's just your website. Then I will show you how to push it. And one thing you need to do is compile a page or a site with industry deals. So as I said, not only your own recommendation. And you can go to Google and search for previous sales. So let's say you go for fitness discounts Cyber Monday. And you take a look at people that actually did some discounts in 2019. Then you need to reach out to them or find out if they have another deal upcoming in 2020. If they have it, you can put it on your website. That's basically you make a one pager. That's actually awesome because one thing Google will look at is there value in your post? I always say provide value first and the money will follow. And if you give, let's say, 100 discount tips for fitness gear on Cyber Monday in 2020, let's say that's your title, you will rank like crazy because that's what people want to find. That's what Google loves to show. And then people will go to your website. And of course, you should put your own products in there somewhere or somehow, not all on page one and not say this is the best product ever, but do it a little bit like people really care about it. And then you will get the clicks and the likes and the Google juice. And as I said, you need to contact the stores. And then you need to compile, publish and share your site. And one thing you need to do is, those are the big takeaways, include the year in your title, so 2020. Why is that? Because then people know it's fresh, it's real. Also, put in at the top of your page, last updated or posted on, and then a date, preferably yesterday, and it's only 1 day old. Break down the sales by category. Also use a table of content at the top. Make it easy for people to click because our intention span is lower than a goldfish. And link a lot to all products out there. As I said, top 100 or the top 250. As I said, it's a lot of work, but if you do it correctly, it's amazing. Then you need to validate your keywords. So as I said, search for Fitness Black Friday 2019 and see the top of the results, what are actual keywords that popped up there? Because then you know what people are looking for. Also go to Google Trends. You can see that CBD deals Black Friday did worse than Black Friday CBD deals. It can be in that different area. You can see 10,000 searches or 1,000 searches. And there are a lot of tools out there. Always use SERPstat. It's a free one, but you also can go to SEMrush, Ahrefs, keywords.io. That's also a very good one. You can play around with those tools to do keyword research. And then you need to push it. One thing to push relatively new pages is, of course, press releases. You're the expert, Norm, with press releases. Invest in a press release to push your blog or your page, because it will certainly help you. And what you also need to do is promote it on Google Web Tools. A lot of people don't know about that one, but Google Web Tools will actually show you where you are currently ranking for. So what does Google has his eyes on you? And if you go in that tool, you can see this keyword is ranking now on page 2. So we need to push that a little bit, write even more better article about it, or put some extra words in it. And then you need to share it on fora, on social media, on Reddit, do some guest blogging. And that will get your website trust and credibility. And that's always important because, as I said, we rank number one now, actually before Amazon, with a vacuum cleaner. And that vacuum cleaner gets 10,000 searches a month. And we take about, if you are number one, 35% of that search volume. And you will know that our client that actually sells those vacuum cleaners on Amazon went to the roof when he found out that we got him ranked page one on Google in 2 weeks. And one big takeaway, of course, provide value, make it as quality as possible, promote it like crazy, press releases, social media, Reddit, fora, everywhere you should promote it. And then you will see the magic happen, because then you will get the Google juice, and you can do it for any holiday. Yeah? You can do it for Christmas again, the best fitness gear for a Christmas presents or whatever. You can do Father's Day, Mother's Day, Halloween. Basically, you can use this tactic on all kinds of holidays, because you pick the interests of people. Eh? If I want to buy some fitness gear with discounts, I want to see that page that shows me 100 deals. And that's the way to do it. So that's on the Google side of things. Eh? Also for your Amazon store, you can do two websites. I always love to be in control. Eh? So I always like to have a Shopify store, because what you want is 50% Amazon, 50% Shopify. Then you're in control of your own list. But if you don't want to have your own Shopify store, you can at least build a blog website in WordPress that you can rank number one there, and then send people over to your Amazon listings, because it will definitely you will definitely benefit from it.
Well, hey, Wilfred.
Yeah.
When you're building out these websites, so let's say you're doing some content, just like you were talking about, you're doing high quality content. Do you recommend going in every month or so and adding new content so the algorithm will come back?
Absolutely. You should. And that's why you need to go to Google Web Tools, because Web Tools will actually show you. You can do a search on your own pages and see what keywords jump off and what keywords go up. And if there's a keyword that has 10,000 searches and you're now on page 2, you need to push that keyword and add, like, say, 300 words to that particular article. And then you can also send it back to Google. Eh? You can, there is, in Web Tools, you also have the possibility to say, hey, can you crawl my website again? Because otherwise, Google will crawl your website every 6 weeks. And that's too late for Cyber Monday, eh? Because that's, I think, November 27 or something like that. And that's why you need to put it in that tool. It's a free tool, and we love free stuff. And you need to dissect that particular tool, analytics and Web Tools. They're meant to make our life a little bit easier, because Google wants quality as well. And if you search for that particular thing, then you will see where you're ranking for. And that's a very good way to do it.
Well, what about you were talking about different keyword tools that you could get. You mentioned, you know, 3 or 4. What about using just the old basic keyword planner in Google?
Yeah, well, that one is a little hidden. You need to have a Google Ad account right now to search for it. And I don't like it that much, because it says somewhere between 1 and 100 searches a month, or 1,000 and 10,000. And we want to be specific nowadays. And with keywords.io, and I'm not sure if that tool is free, but I have to pay for it.
It costs a little bit. They have a trial. I think it's $99 a month.
Something but like
that. That's another one that we use as well. It's great.
Yeah. What you can do now is sign up for those trials. And every week you do another one. And if you say, I like this one best, then sign up for it. And at least you have this month, because Q4 is the biggest month for our online sellers. You have the all the tools at your disposal to look for all those same things and dissect the competition as well. If you do a search for biggest fitness deals in Cyber Monday and you look at that page and you say, hey, that one has 3,000 words, I will make one that is 3,500 words. And then you will be favored for it if all the other boxes check out as well. Need to put in quality images. Too salesy. Put your own products all the way at the top. It's always good to do a review style kind of blog. And that's what I said with the vacuum cleaner. We only have one product on our page, and we just talk about that product. Of course, it's 5 stars.
Yeah. Hey, but even if you're doing that, tell me if this is wrong, but if you're doing a review site and you've got 5, 10, 25 on there, would you not use your affiliate fee to get at least commission if somebody clicks over to somebody else's?
Absolutely. Yeah. You should be a little careful because I'm not sure Amazon likes it. I don't think it's allowed to get affiliate over your own sales, but
no, I believe it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you can do that. And I will 100% check that out. But yeah, I've talked to a few people and big sellers, and they've said that they're doing it. I've kind of stayed away because I'm leery of it, but I've been told that you can.
Well, I think it's not allowed when you do, like, say, a Facebook ad and you put your affiliate code.
Yeah.
Because then it's related to you. They don't know that you are the owner of the website. But we like to be in the gray side sometimes. But always be careful, especially with big companies like Amazon. And thing that's always what I preach, it's value, provides value. That's the same with social media. That's if people don't care what you're doing, they will never buy from you. So that's one thing that's very important.
So before we get into the Shopify side of things, I think there's a few questions here, right, Kels?
Yes, we got a couple. So first of all, we got Yarrow popping in. Hey, Yarrow.
Hey, Yarrow.
Yarrow's back. We have one from Dr. Kaz.
Okay.
Let's see. Hey, Wilfred, what's your opinion on grabbing bulk domains that are keyword relevant to forward traffic? Does Google reward domain name relevancy?
Well, a month ago, I would say yes. And that's why the algorithms change all the time. It's not that important right now to have a website that's 11 years old. One thing that's very important right now is website speed. That's one of the most important things. And again, Google has its own free tool, Google PageSpeed, and you can check it out. And the one thing I always see when I onboard a new client, and I had one 2 weeks ago, his website took 45 seconds to load. And then your URL, your domain name can be 50 years old, but if it takes 45 seconds to load that website, you will never rank page one. So yeah, what you need to do is check out how you can improve your website speed. You can, for example, go to Cloudflare. They have a free for one website as well. And it's a content delivery network. And that means that if I'm in Amsterdam, the website is loaded from the Amsterdam server. So it's always very fast. If you have a WordPress, you can use some plugins that will create caching. Caching is important because it will load your website faster as well. It basically puts a backup on your hard drive. So then the second time you go to the website, a lot of things are loaded from your hard drive. And on Shopify, it's a little harder. It's a little bit more tricky. You need to be in the code a little bit. But there are also some apps out there that can improve your website. For example, compress your images. That's one of the biggest issues always is people put on 5 megabyte images. And on the website, it should be 72 DPI. It's a little technical, but never more than 50 kilobytes or something like that. That's enough. So bulk
and that could be a plugin as well, right? Like for WordPress, I think we're running it on Soap, you know, and that's Amy just Fyde, a plugin.
There are a few good ones out there. As I said, Amy Fyde, I always use WP Rocket, and it has that image plugin as well in it. But yeah, the one thing to ask or to answer Dr. Koss's question is say what you're doing and Google will like what you're doing. Eh? I sell fitnessgear.com. Everyone knows what you're doing. You sell fitness gear. Of course, don't put bicycles on there. Well, you can fitness with bicycles, but shoes or something. But yeah, as long as you stick to your keyword, if you have your keyword, your main content keyword in your URL, yeah, that's always good. Eh? Fitnessgear.com is an amazing website because yeah, you do not have to do that much to rank that one. So it's always favorable to do some research. Eh? And I also like to go to deleted domains and then do a research on Ahrefs. So you can sign up for a free account there as well. And the one thing I always do when I have a new client or a new niche we go after is go to deleted domains, search for backlinks already, check out if they are for real or if they are spammy. Yeah, maybe they are penalized in the past. So don't use them there. And then you can go to Ahrefs and see what are the actual links. You can just click on them, and if they are all legitimate, then you can buy that domain. So
you were you checked out something for me once, and won't get into the account, but you know which one I'm talking about, where I said, hey, can you check this out for me? I just want to make sure that, you know, we can promote this thing. And we had 110,000 followers. Yeah. He came back and you'd say, shut it down. I said, what are you talking about? Yeah. And the thing was, I left this up to a social media. It wasn't Shopify or it was social media. And I left it up to a team that I had hired. What I didn't realize and what I didn't look at were the insights. And what was it? Like 99% were just cheap follows from overseas, which would it would be horrible for engagement. And you just said, what are you doing? Why did you do this? And you were, if you could have reached through the Skype meeting, I think you would have slapped me around. But
one of the biggest mistakes people make is that they look at the number of likes. Facebook doesn't care about your likes. They care about your engagement.
Yeah,
I'd rather have one like and 1,000 people talking about me, because they don't have to like me to talk about me. And that's so much more important. We have clients that we have 1,500% engagement rate. And when I have to compete to, let's say, two competitors, and they are having normally they're around 5 to 6% engagement rate, I will always kick their butt. And that's because Facebook sees that I actually provide value. And there he is again with that word. But if I have something that people talk about because it's funny, it's entertaining, it's problem solving, it's something that people really have something to do with, then yeah, my post will always be favored. And that's the number one. We don't go for likes, we go for engagement. And yeah, one thing again, it's good and bad news. Good news is anyone can do it. The bad news is it's a lot of work. If someone likes our post, we say, can you like our page? We actually invite them to like our page. Never use any automation tools out there, because it will get you penalized. Eh? Facebook doesn't hate, they hate automation. If someone shares our content, we actually go in and say, let's say, hey, Norm, you like my post. Hey, Norm, you're awesome because you shared our post. And what happens, normally you get an answer back and say, oh, yes, thank you very much. But the all-seeing eye, the algorithm, they see that we really care for our clients. And that's so important, because you want to do the extra step, the extra mile. You want to have a community of loyal followers. And the only way to get them loyal is to thank them for what you do here as well with Dr. Koss. You invite, you say, hey, awesome that you are here, Dr. Koss. That's what people want to see. And that's why they keep showing up, because they like what you're doing. Of course, you need to provide value again. Have you? If we just talk about Butterfingers here for the next hour, it's an amazing product, but people will skip. They want to know what's what's actually useful for me. And yeah, that's what you always need to do. And yeah, that's the takeaway for today.
Butterfingers is a nutritional snack.
Yeah, it will shorten your lifespan with 10 years, but at least you'll
enjoy it. So I think there's a few more questions, Kels.
Yeah, we have Paul. Let's see. Hey, guys, how are you? Is it true you guys used to be business partners before or market together? Norm has become so famous these days.
Ha! I think Wilford's the famous guy. Yeah, absolutely. We've known each other for a couple of years now. I was a partner in Digital Blacksmiths for a while, and we still find opportunities to work together. So, and that's the beautiful part about networking is you find awesome people that you can partner with. So Wilford found a niche that he wanted to go off and target, and he's doing great at it. And I took another road in doing some other things with Amazon sellers. But in the end, we've talked ongoing over the months about, oh, hey, can you help this client? Or can you help? I'll go to him. I've got this Amazon client that needs this. So, yeah, we absolutely do work together. And, yeah, he gets all he's the big guy. He's the guy that's seen everywhere now.
Well, yeah, that's also it's true what you say about networking, and that's why I miss on all those famous trips, because I actually have one guy I work now with. It's Rick Barry. You probably know him. He's in the top 50 best basketballers of all time or something like that in the U.S., and I'm not that big in basketball, but I know how big he is. And he's actually my professional door opener. And that's because I met him on some event and we hooked up like we did as well. And we just pass around clients and people that need help. And yeah, that's why they always say, it's a phrase from the US, your net worth is your network. And that's always true.
Yeah.
All right. Paul has another question. Wilfred, do you still sell on Amazon personally? What is the minimum a month you charge for your agency services? How many clients do you currently have?
Well, I did sell on Amazon, but I stopped selling because I got the famous email saying your account is in jeopardy because I got a 1-star rating, and I totally freaked out. I'm a little bit of a control freak, so I want to be in control of my business. And The funny thing is, you were there as well, Norm, a year later than me at the Amazon, the big Amazon seller in New York, ASDTG.
Yeah.
It's the second biggest meetup for Amazon sellers. The combined audience do around $60 to $20 billion. And I like to tease him a little bit. So I ask him, who of you trust Amazon? And nobody raises hand. And my second question was, who of you is in control of his business? And nobody raises hand. You have $20 billion of revenue in your audience and nobody is in control of his business. So that's why if you want to sell fast and a lot of product, you need to be on Amazon. I don't want to disrespect Amazon at all. I think it's a great way, but we all are familiar with their tactics sometimes that they can kick you off in a heartbeat. And that's why I stopped selling on Amazon and went to the online marketing route with my Shopify stores myself. And my minimum amount is, I've broken down my services, as you probably also know, Norm, is kind of like a rate card system, because my intention was never to start an agency. My intention was just to help out people that are struggling with agencies. They overcharge and ask $10,000 to $20,000 without any return. We always say they are the retainer brokers. Eh? They come to you for 3 months and they're gone. At least they got 3 months of your hard-earned money. And that's why we broken down our services in a rate card system. And I always advise people not to invest at all. I always see myself as a chef in the restaurant. If I give you a menu, well, Norm probably, but nobody else will order all the items on the menu because you will get sick. And that's also what you need to do with an agency. Just pick and choose the things you can grow with and start to gain money with it. And if you have the money, of course, put it in a little bit more services. But be very clever how you spend your money and go for the low-hanging fruit first and reinvest that extra cash that comes in other services that you can do. You cannot conquer the world in one day, and you need to be very clever. And maybe you're in the niche that you can be number one on Google very fast. Well, go for that route. If you are in a niche that's very popular on Instagram, go for that route first. Be an expert on one field and then move on to the next. And I think that's very important. And a lot of people, they just are all over the place, and they're all over the place in 10% of their capacity. And one thing is important is diversification. I was with Norm, and he saw me turning all white because Facebook actually kicked me off one time. And if you know, we did 2 billion people in 1 year. And if they didn't just delete your account for being fake, because I flew around the world that much, they say, oh, you cannot be in China last week and now in Fiji and now in Amsterdam, so you must be fake. And they just deleted all my pages.
Yeah, so, and they're not small pages either. I was with you when that happened. Yeah. And that was actually when we just said we kind of went different ways, because all of the time and effort that we put into this this incredible project, Facebook wiped out in a matter of a second. And we had, or you had, built up these huge communities, Republicans, Democrats, pets, and then broke down pets into dogs and dogs into schnauzers, and in all this time and energy, and then Facebook just said, you're fake. And I remember that we were going to put together a campaign and go over to Facebook, "We are not fake" campaign.
We're not fake. I'm yeah. Still here. Yeah. Yeah. One thing I learned from that, it wasn't even a mistake. You cannot do anything about it. If they kick you off on Amazon tomorrow, yeah, then you're gone. But I have a backup plan. And my backup plan is spend 20% of your time. And of course, you need to be expert first on Instagram, but that needs to be done in 1 month. Don't spend a year being an expert on Instagram. You need to be take away 1 month and then go to YouTube, then go to Facebook, then go to Reddit, then go to Pinterest. And if you're on all those social media outlets, let's say 20% of your social appearance, then if someone kicks you off, you still have the other 80%. And that's why I think it's so important to have your own store and your own clientele, because Amazon is in control over your clientele. And you're not. And you want to provide value as well. If you have an exit strategy, let's say you want to sell your store in 5 years from now, everyone will have that dream and say, I want to make $1 million. It's so much more value if you can sell your store with a 1 million client list and a Facebook page that has 100,000 followers, or an Instagram page with 100,000 followers. That's what you need to do to prepare for the future almost.
Right. Yep. Next question, Kels.
All right. From Dr. Kaz again. Hey, Wilfred, what about YouTube, making review videos and directing traffic to website?
Absolutely. Yeah. YouTube is very important. One thing that people are also overlooking, I think Google AdWords are very expensive. So never put your money into shopping ads or AdWords, because I think they're very expensive. What you need to do is YouTube ads. There is a tool out there, I think it's called TubeShift, that you can put in keywords and you can find popular videos in your niche. And then you can just say to Amazon, I want my video, and the go-to number is 80 seconds. I want to put my video in front of those very popular videos as a pre-roll ad. The beautiful thing is, if people click the skip ad button, you don't pay anything. So it's free brand awareness. And we just finished a campaign for a client. We got 234,000 impressions. And that's why you need to put the call to action in the first 3 seconds. Your logo, what are you selling? What is your discount? Because you want to get people engaged in what you're doing. And if they click the skip ad button, you don't pay anything for those people, but they still saw your logo and your product. And if they stick around, yeah, then you need to draw them in. Your video should be so awesome. And that's why, you know him as well, Norm. I work a lot with Rob Burns from Video Telepathy. He makes incredible videos, and I always show the snow video he did, because yeah, every time I see this video, I like to get my wallet out and buy that product. Why I never tried it, but they say, oh, this product is so amazing. It's awesome. It's the best thing ever. And it's so well done, because those are real people in that video. that it's an incredible tactic to get a lot of clicks and views to your website or straight away to your Amazon listing. And normally we pay around 4 to 5 cents per view. And that's ridiculously low. Eh? That's so much cheaper than Facebook ads, because the real estate on Facebook, it's so expensive. They can only show 2 ads in 10 posts. I'm done in 10 posts on Facebook because I don't have the time to scroll all the way through my newsfeed. But searching for very popular videos, yeah, that's what people do. It's the second biggest search engine. Eh? Sometimes I not even go to Google anymore. I go straight to YouTube because people are showing me how to solve that problem. And that's what I said as well. I'd be problem solving, entertaining and funny as well. But let's say you're in the fitness gear and I just moved and I had to take down my whole equipment and put it back together again. Let's create a video like that. With all the nuts and bolts and how to do it, you will see that it will be the number one video on YouTube, because everyone is struggling with that particular problem. If they move and they need to put in that whole system again with all those weights and lifting and that kind of stuff, and you're not selling your product, but you get a lot of eyeballs. And of course, somewhere you can say, oh, by the way, we sell those things as well, and you can buy them here. That's what you can do if people trust and like what you're doing. So absolutely.
Right. These are really, and I just saw Marcia post, you know, these are great ideas. Absolutely. You're not hearing about this being talked about. You're hearing about Google Ads, Facebook Marketplace, but hey, the secret is, you know, the pre-rolls. And yeah. The other thing that I love that you taught me for pre-roll is that, hey, at around the 24-second mark, tell everybody to, hey, if this isn't for you, get out of here.
Yeah. Sometimes it's wallpaper. Eh? People just click on the video. And even now, YouTube has something that it will automatically load another video. And if that's your ad running, and people don't skip the ad button, then they will see you. And that's why it's so important, especially when you're not into the fitness. If you want to be fat and ugly, just click this. Oh, don't say that, by the way. You cannot do fat shaming. So we just cut it out. Before and after videos, no go. Yeah. Also on Facebook, eh? You cannot do that. But you can definitely say, if fitness is not for you, then click the skip ad button. You need to point it out. Eh? People are like sheep. It's ridiculous. But you need to say, click this button. And another thing to improve your conversion rate with 37%, a countdown timer at the end, because people will think, oh my God, I need to click something. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, click the buy button. And it's ridiculous, but it works. We tested it with and without the 5 second countdown, and our conversion rate went up 37%. It's ridiculous. But as I said, people are sheep. Eh? Just click the link, click the like. It's. Yeah, you need to point out that people need to do something. So,
yeah. Okay, next.
And on that note, if you haven't already, please give a like to down low for Facebook or YouTube.
Oh, there we go.
Also, we should mention that Wilfred has a special something to give away to one of our special viewers. So stick around to the end. So next question. Oh, this is from Yaro, actually. He's... I guess in your area, maybe. Hi, Wilfred. Yeah. Are you based in Amsterdam? I am in Elmere. Maybe we can meet for coffee one day.
Absolutely. Love to meet people.
And he has a question too. So on Shopify site, it is beneficial to have a blog with all these articles, right? Like best 100 presents and so on, and keep updating it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would. Maybe you can do 2 websites. It's a little bit more work, but have the blog website. It's a little bit more authentic and more trusted and has more credibility when it's just a review website. Eh? It's a little weird that you have sell on Shopify and also say the top 100 and you point out to other people. So I rather have let's say fitness gear again, fitness gear reviews, and there you have the reviews and you have your own fitnessgear.com, and that's your Shopify, and you can interlink to each other. Eh? That's also where the magic happens. It's the linking to each other's website. That's very important. Also within your website, if you have three articles, let's say the top 100 for women or men or children, and then interlink those articles also to each other. And one tactic to rank very fast, if you have one cornerstone article that's already doing very well, let's say it gets 1,000 views a month, and you have a new article, put a link to that new article in that very big cornerstone article that gets a lot of eyebrows already, because the crawler comes in and knows that you are a popular article and then sees, oh, there's a new link. Let's crawl to that article and also put it in our Google crawler again. So, that's a very short SEO course, but those tactics still work for us.
Okay, we got one from Simon. Talking about site speed, don't all these plugins slow the site down? How do you overcome this issue with plugins that are needed to speed it up?
Yeah, be as thin as possible. If you have a plugin that you don't use, for example, you have Google Analytics, you can put the little code on the header yourself, or you can do a plugin like Monster Insights. It's in the word already. I like the plugin, by the way, but it will definitely slow your website down because they do all kinds of things you probably don't need. So it's not about having 100 plugins on your website. Go for the ones that actually are beneficial. You need to have a backup plugin, for example, and a caching one and one for your images. And other than that, you don't need that many plugins. So, be very careful what plugins you put in. Like Jetpack, for example, all those free ones, sometimes it can be beneficial, but go to PageSpeed and just turn that one off and see what's happening with your PageSpeed. And that's also one tactic we always do. If we have a new tool, we immediately go to PageSpeed. That's what I instruct my people as well. When they wake up, they can have a cup of coffee, but then they need to go to Google Web Tools and they need to go to Google PageSpeed and see what's going on, because it needs to be in the green. If it's in the green, it's good. And green is good. Good. Norm. That's always good.
Yes. Always good.
Yes. So, but be very careful. Page speed is so important. It's the one thing that's overlooked.
Okay, great. We got a couple more coming in. From Paul, are impressions really free advertising? A low click-through or conversion rate would mean Google or Amazon is losing money, and they would rather show to something that converts better.
Yeah, impressions are always free. We have a client right now, yesterday he had 500,000 impressions, and he didn't pay anything for it. So I don't know what you mean with the low click-through rate or conversion rate will mean Google is losing money.
I know.
It's difference between Facebook and Google. If that's what I say, provide value first and the money will follow. It's the same with Google. If you go to Google and you search for something and cannot find it because they care about conversions, then they will lose as well because they're not showing what's in the best interest of you. If you search for 100 discount tips for fitness gear and Cyber Monday, you want to see that article. You don't want to see anything else that maybe probably converts better. No, you want to see that article. And that's why they show that article all the way at the top. So they always look at click-through rates as well. If you want to rank number one, people need to stick on your page for at least a minute. They need to see more pages than just that one. So they always look at what's in it for the client. That's the most important thing.
One of the other things I could probably help you out with, Paul, is that if you're talking about Amazon and you're just driving a ton of traffic over to Amazon and their tire kickers, what you can do is create just a lead page, and you could drive up the traffic over to the page, and you can get rid of the traffic or the tire kickers. People that are going from that page over to your landing page, or sorry, over to your product listing, then you'll see higher conversion rate because a lot of people won't go to that second step. You'll lose a ton of traffic, but you're getting a better conversion.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
And we've got two more, it looks like. Also, if we end up missing a question that comes in late, you can always go and put it in the Facebook group Lunch with Norm, Amazon FBA, and E-Commerce Collective, and we can continue the conversation there.
I signed up today as well, so I will
all right.
Any questions there. So
perfect. So we got an expert here to answer your questions. So Dr. Kaz, what are your top three Shopify apps you love?
Abandoned cart protector is very important because I see a lot of times that you do so much energy in getting people to your website. They put it all the way up to the add to cart and then they jump off. So you need to have protect yourself for people that actually they're not allowed to leave without a purchase. That's basically lock all the doors. And that's the one I like best. I like the there are different ones with the Facebook Messenger app. It's very important to make it as easy as possible for people to connect with you, because when they don't know you, they will not buy from you. And I always say put a telephone number also at the top of your website. Nobody will ever call you, but just the fact that you have a telephone number at the top will say that you're not hiding. I'm here. You want to call me, you can call me. And if you combine that with your Facebook Messenger app, people will definitely prefer to click on the Messenger if they have a question. And also the beautiful thing about Messenger, you can automate 95% of all your questions there. We always do inbox audit with the clients and look for the 95% of frequently asked questions. You can automate those questions in that Messenger bot, and you're taken care of 24/7, 365 days a year. And that's another research I read the other day, that 90% of all businesses, they don't answer in 5 minutes. If you have a Messenger bot, it will be taken care of in seconds. And if they ask three different businesses the same question, the one that answers first will get the sale in 80% of all the questions of when it happens. So have the Facebook Messenger on that one. That's a very important one. And I had another one that you can do reviews with. You have excellent apps that will show reviews in all kinds of different places. That's the one I like as well. And sometimes I have other things like Zipify, for example, from Ezra Firestone. You can build landing pages almost like ClickFunnels, but then connect it to your own Shopify store. So there are so many things out there, but those three things are, in my opinion, the most important: is the abandoned cart, the Facebook Messenger, and the reviews on your website. Those things are very important.
Okay, great. And if anyone watching, if you have a favorite plugin or a Shopify app, you can put those in the comments and share. And our last one we have from Paul. I use a 1,000x1,000 file size for my pictures on Shopify site. Is that too high? Will it cause it to be a slow loading site?
Yeah, well, go to PageSpeed and see what Google is saying. They break it down into all the different things that are not correct on your website. Like they will say your images take 10 seconds to load. I think it's a little high, 1,000x1,000, but you should take a look there. And another tool that's also for free is gtmetrics.com, gt and then metrics.com. You can put your website there in as well, and you will get a 30-page report about your website. And you will see in seconds if the images are the problem. And images are very important because it's your product showcase. It can slow down your website, absolutely. You should always look at the kilobytes. They should be around 50, 60 kilobytes per picture.
Yeah, the 1,000x1,000, Paul, I think you're talking pixel size. If you're uploading a 300 DPI, that's one thing, or 150. But at 72 DPI, 1,000x1,000, I think that'll probably be fine. You know, if you're doing, like, I think 1,000x1,000, and if you're pumping that up into a 300 DPI, then you're going to have big problems. But keep everything low res, like... And I'm not talking about horrible pictures. You can have great quality pictures at 72 DPI.
Yeah, you should take a look at your own website. And if you can break it down a little, and that's why you need to take a close eye on the page speed, and it still looks awesome, then do it. We had a client the other day. We said your pictures are not good enough. They need to be more high res, and yeah, then we need to slow it down a little bit, but you don't want to see blurry pictures on the website.
Right.
Okay, and we just have a couple of comments. Dr. Kaz is saying, excellent, you are a beast.
I agree.
Normal, I guess.
And Alan is saying, hello, Norm, Kelsey, Wilfred, and all.
Ah, it's good to see Alan back. How are you?
All right, and that's it for now. So, yeah, I don't know if you want to jump into the little giveaway we have.
Okay, well, just one last thing, Wilfred. So for those new sellers, intermediate and advanced, just quickly, any tips for each of them? Just very quick tips.
Yeah, well, the first thing you need to do, and that's a thing people skip too much, is do a research. What's interested in your niche? What's trending? What's interesting? What's relevant? Because if you have that broken down, also look at your competition. Eh? What are they doing? If you are on Facebook, like every competitor's page, because in your newsfeed, their post will show up. And if you see that something is doing great, then don't replicate it, but make it better, but with the same idea. So research is very important. Then you need to break it down into goals. And what are you going to do with it? From your goals, you go to creating the content. Then you start sharing it. You get website traffic, trust, credibility, and then you will get the sales. You will not go from zero to sales without doing all the previous work. Eh? Sometimes I see people starting a website and I say, what's the idea behind it? What is interesting? What's relevant? What's trending? I don't know. I just sell fitness gear and I think this is an amazing way to do it. No, you need to find out what is the next best thing with fitness gear, for example. Today I heard my boy saying, I'm not sure if anyone in the audience is into the toys, but you now have some laser projector that you can do, shoot each other, but then with those laser guns. And I think it will be a winner this upcoming Christmas, because if you can do it in your home, it's amazing. Those kids are already choked up about it. So if you are into the toys, write about that particular article. Eh? The fidget spinners 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And I think this will be the next best thing. But yes, find out what's trending. Then write about it. If you have the products, it's even better, of course. And then, take it from there.
The other thing about what you're just talking about with content, the whole time you've been talking about content, you could also look at, we've talked about this last week, about build your influencer network, build your brand ambassador network. Brand ambassadors will pump out tons of content for you, which you could use exactly the way that Wilfred was talking about earlier. So on that note, I think that's it, sir. How do people... Oh, the giveaway. All right. So the giveaway is... What is it? I know what it is. Wilfred, well, why don't you explain?
The winner, I will dissect this online visibility. So give me your URL and your product, and we will do a one-on-one, and maybe take 30 minutes. If it's if we need to do it longer, we do a 1 hour, but we will go for the low-hanging fruit. So I want to find out in your niche and use all my tools at my disposal to help you out and make your online visibility a little bit better, and give you tools and nuggets and tips and tricks and all the secret sauce that we didn't talk about to get you ranked number one on Google and on Amazon.
Yeah, I thought it was really generous that you're going to do it to all listeners.
Yeah, well, maybe. I have 48 hours in a day, but I think we have one lucky winner, I guess. Eh?
Okay, one lucky winner. All right. Let's see. Let's do it really simple. I want Wilfried. First person gets it.
I cannot see if someone's chatting or something, but...
Oh, it'll have one.
I'll pop up when someone says. But how do we contact you, Wilfried? Oh, wait.
Oh, Marcia. There we go. Marcia, you win. There you go.
All right. So we have a lucky winner.
So Kelsey, you're going to have to get a hold of Marcia, get her email address, and Wilfred will get you in touch with Marcia to start this off. And
actually,
let's see.
We'll free it, but let's forget it. Forgive her for now.
Yeah. All right. Okay, she, so Wilfried, okay, contact information.
Well, yeah, just Google Wilfried Digital Blacksmiths. And my email is wilfried@digitalblacksmiths.io. So if you want to shoot me an email, then and otherwise go to a website. There's a ton of information there as well. Also for the ADA compliance we talked about, I think it's very important. That's a good way to start with it, but also end with it, because you miss out on 15% of your audience, and that's not acceptable anymore in this time of day. Yeah?
I think it's even more than that. If it's the insurance policy, even if it's a slight risk, I would pay, you know, whatever it is, $24-$29 per month, just as a precaution, just to make sure that I don't get that letter. All right. So we will also include the page to ADI in case anybody's interested on that as well. And guys, just take a look at the wholenewworldwide.com site and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. It's such a minor thing that it's surprising that people are taking action on that. But like you said, ambulance chasers will be ambulance chasers.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. So until next time. And I think you've agreed to come back as a regular guest.
Yeah. Why not? As I said, the algorithm changes 360 times a year. So even when I'm here once a month, we lost 30 different changes. Eh? So we'll keep you up with all the SEO changes, Facebook changes, the next best thing. Reddit is very popular right now, but if we see something else popping up, absolutely.
Perfect. All right, my friend. We'll see you later. Can't wait to get you back on. But okay, so I think that's it. I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast today. We'll be posting the whole episode on Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy. If you want to see a video, go to the YouTube channel, which is just simply Norm Farrar. And Kelsey.
Okay, great episode. We got lots of questions. Yes.
Lots of questions. That's great.
Yes. So, let's hear for Wilfred. You can put in the comments that you like the episode. You will be back. I'm not sure how often. Was it once a quarter? But we'll figure that out.
Yeah, whenever he's got time. And if you like this type of path where we're kind of mixing a little bit about SEO and social media together, you know, just let us know and we'll start bringing more content your way. So what do we got to do?
All right. So if you do have any more questions about today's episode, maybe you wanted to figure out some more apps for Shopify, or you just have a question for Wilfred, you can go right over to our Facebook page or our Facebook group. Sorry. I put the links here. So it's on YouTube, Facebook, but you can search Norman for or Lunch with Norm, Amazon FBA, and E-commerce Collective, and join. It takes 3 questions. You need to answer them to get in, and you can start your conversation. There's a whole bunch of other Amazon and online sellers there, we're building this community. Be a part of it. We'll help. We have fun. Post some memes about Norm. We have a good time. We are an official podcast, so you can always go to Lunch with Norm and search it up on Apple or Spotify, and you'll be able to listen to us.
Okay, so guess what is ready right now?
What's ready?
A newsletter that doesn't suck.
That's right.
Yes. So if you are interested, you could always go over to Lunch with Norm or normanferrar.com and sign up for our newsletter, which is all content driven, like Wilfred said, content. So we're trying to help improve online sellers just by providing great content. So the next thing is, next episode is Wednesday, where we're bringing on Tom Meek from Avask, and we're going to be talking about global expansion, all while setting up your tax compliance. And I think that's it for today. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at noon Eastern Standard. What?
I just have one more thing. Oh, thank you, Simon.
You did it again.
I know. Simon, great to have a good balance between on and off AMZ. Great work, guys. So, yeah, if you agree with Simon, let us know, comment. We'd love to figure out what you guys want, because this is for you at the end of the day. We just want to bring you the best content. But we are doing these little giveaways at the show. You might have to answer questions later on in later episodes. We'll mix it up. But yeah, so make sure you watch these episodes live to kind of, maybe you can win something fun. And oh, thank you, Alan.
Yeah, and they're also awesome giveaway today from Wilfred. So, yeah. You know, we got to thank him again. Now, are you going to let me finish? Take, are you going to interrupt any?
Take the floor. No, it's all good.
I feel like it's Thanksgiving dinner all over again. It's just Dad trying to give his opinion. And okay, so once again, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. And if you're just joining, like Marcia, thank you for joining for the first time. Everybody else, thank you for watching and enjoy the rest of your day. 100, 100, 100.